Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
Hey, I can hear.
Sorry about that. For once, I was pulling a Jacob.
You were pooping.
Yep.
Oh my God. We had the pre-show poopers. Jacob, did you poop before the show?
I peed.
Now you're just like letting everyone down.
Very.
That's standard.
We could have been pooping siblings. But
you
no, you had
ticker?
To ruin it.
Like in Wandering Village, when Anbu poops, we just get like a little feed for everybody. I'll let you guys know my cat's bathroom habits. It'd be great.
No, it is very. Jacob is very similar because you do have to use a trebuchet to launch food into his face.
Thanks, but I usually just use a trough nowadays. Thanks.
Sounds good. What's up, everyone? This is the SML Podcast. I don't know how much of that I'm keeping, but I'll keep some of it. I got to keep some of that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Poopy partners.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Poopy pals.
Hell, keep the whole thing.
Poopy pals.
Shit sisters. Diarrhea daughters. Constipation cousins.
No, that wasn't. That obviously wasn't. The situation.
Well, I mean, it could be if you're on there for a while and all that's coming out is like little rabbit, you know, bunny balls.
Booty splash besties.
Ooh. Booty splash. There is a phrase that I have not heard in a while.
Yeah, that's still my favorite term. You're welcome, world. You're welcome, world.
So, Brie, are you regretting being on this podcast yet?
Not a bit.
Oh.
Fuck.
I'm shocked. Yeah, I do.
That is really impressive.
To be fair, Aki, I regret knowing you too. So
I have enough. A wide range of interests, and this helps satisfy some of those.
Talking to idiots.
We're talking about poop. Which one?
Root beer fecal fraternity. I'm just gonna call this episode the frat house.
I think that one was the best one, Fecal Fraternity. I like that
all the time.
Oh God, that was great.
God, that's terrible. Also terrible. Did y'all hear about the mystery partner who walked away from Embracer?
No. Oh
something
my God.
About Saudi Arabia or something?
It was the Saudis. It was a Savvy Game Group from. Saudi Arabian government funded. They walked away from a $2 billion deal with Embracer. A lot of people thought it was Microsoft. Nope. It was the Saudi government.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did not see that coming. I didn't.
I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Okay. No. I mean, everybody went quiet. So it was just like.
Yeah, I'm waiting for other people to chime in because it's a podcast and I shouldn't be the only one talking.
Bree is just so shocked.
I am. I'm so shocked. No, I had myself muted because there was noise.
Cat noise?
It was some cat noise, yes. Nice.
What kind of cat noise?
It was horking.
All right. Well, I mean, you shouldn't have muted. It would have made the podcast automatically better.
Yeah, but that wasn't the vibe. We were still on a different bodily function. I didn't want to like introduce an entirely new element without
true.
You know, a good segue. Like,
Brie, what kind of news do you have?
What kind of news do I have? That was a topic of conversation the other day. That it was also apparently shocking.
Wait, hold on. You made cheese.
Yes. I figured that should be news, right?
What kind of cheese? We need to know.
So I just made some herbed cream cheese that I can use like as a spread on crackers or toast or something.
People's cheese.
Yeah, I mean, hard cheeses take a lot more like specific temperature and control and a lot more time and weights and all sorts of other crazy things that I just don't have access to. But it's really easy to make varying kinds of soft cheeses out of, you know, regular milk and half and stuff like that. So I make some like cream cheese stuff from time to time, some different spreads and just, you know, just useful stuff. Cottage cheese in general.
Per Acculite. Not Brie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really not a fan of soft cheeses, so I'm not judging you because, like, I have mad I respect am. That you... Shut up. Nobody cares. I have mad respect that you make your own cheese, even though I would not eat it unless I was on, like, a desert island and starving. Or if I was over at your house, I would eat it. I would eat it to be polite, but...
You would know. Eat it because you're fat. Let's
no,
be real.
No.
Yes, there are, yes, there are, don't
No,
lie.
There are foods I will not eat, even though I am fat.
Barbecue like, I don't sauce like all over my titties.
First off, that's a liquid, and I would definitely eat barbecue sauce off my own boobs. Maybe I have, but that's neither here nor there. However, I just straight Jesus. Up do not like pork rinds. Like, I hate them. I think they taste absolutely terrible. No. Wait, hold on. Are you talking about pork rinds or soft cheeses?
Both.
Ugh, no.
If you ever make any hard cheeses like pepper jack, let me know because I fucking love pepper jack.
If I could get into a house again where I could make hard cheeses, I totally would. It's just, it also requires you to have specific temperature control, and having cats means I have to have like a separate space to do all that. And it's just if I lived up north and I had cold storage, I could totally do that without a fridge. But yeah.
Jacob likes his cheese like his dicks, hard and full of flavor.
Yep, I covered my mouth so Havoc. I wouldn't laugh in the middle of that. Yep, because I read that.
Then Ember saying that the episode is going from poop to cheese, and if you're lactose intolerant, I guess those correlate really well. So
I am now, lactose intolerant, and I love cheese.
now I have the hard decision of, do I name the episode The Fraternity or Lactose Intolerance?
The Fraternity of the Lactose Intolerant.
The Fecal Fraternity of the Lactose Intolerant.
Nah, I can't put fecal in the title. That would just...
Why not?
People have to, like...
Sends a certain message.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sends the SML podcast type of message.
Fair. Yeah, like, I mean, what else would our listeners expect?
Exactly.
I think they would expect news.
I have news today.
Really? Right,
First off, Aki, shut up. Second, nobody actually expects news from us. I mean, come on. It's like we deliver the news a week late.
Generally, yeah.
We're a weekly wrap-up of news.
Yes.
I mean, if you really care that much. And I have
some semi-new news even, so. Huh?
I don't believe that.
All right. Well, just because it happened, Aki has news. We'll start with her. Aki, what's your news?
Well, the Xbox 360 marketplace is shutting down next year.
Yeah.
See, I had news, and it's kind of new.
No, you didn't. You didn't have news because both Joe and I were going to cover that too.
Well, that just means I had.
Bree was going to cover it, so no.
Yeah, yes, I got it first, bitches.
You didn't have anything exclusive.
So
it's not. It's not like my. News? It's not like my Sonic movie watch where you all depend on me to report the latest.
That's because none of us are willing to.
I'm sure you would.
No, I have absolutely no interest in looking that up.
Doc said he was going to cover it.
Yeah, see, we were all going to talk about it.
Doc, so get in here. You can talk about it too.
Yeah, Doc was going to cover it while he's busy licking out his Fermunda cheese.
Anyway.
Angus, what the hell are you doing?
Anyway, as it was mentioned, the Xbox 360 marketplace will be shutting down next July. This relates to the online 360 marketplace and the 360 store console or console store. It does not affect any backward compatible titles on the current Xbox store. So if there's something that you want to play that's part of the backward compatibility program, for most of them, you should be okay. There's a bunch that are delisted, but, you know, whatever. For the rest of those games, you got about a year to buy what you want to buy before everything's gone.
True Achievements has a list of what is not backwards compatible and still listed up on there. And honestly, like, if you remove like all the Kinect titles, like, it's actually a pretty doable list. I'm not gonna lie. Like, to get them all purchased within a year, it's really only like I don't remember how many are on like a page. I don't know if it's like 25 or 30, but there's only like two pages once you remove all the Kinect titles.
Only.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
I expected there to be significantly more than that, to be honest.
Well, that's the thing, because you're going by what is not backwards compatible and what is still up there. Like, yeah.
I didn't realize there were that many backwards compatible games, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
There's nearly 700 backward compatible games.
Hmm.
The problem is there's over 2,000 that aren't.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But it's not like there's still 2,000 of them still listed up there, though. That's the thing.
No, I'm just saying between Xbox and Xbox 360, there's still like 2,000 games that they should be trying to get in the backward compatibility program instead of just letting them go to waste.
No, I'm not disagreeing on that.
Not only are they going to...
You'd be amazed how many people think that's a controversial statement. They're like, no, Microsoft did the best they could. Fuck no, they didn't. If they did the best they could, every first-party game would be on there.
If they did the best they could, every third-party game would be on there. They're a multi-billion-dollar profit-a-year fucking company. Every game could be
backwards compatible. I don't expect the yearly sports games to be on there. I don't expect Kinect titles on there. I don't expect most licensed properties to be on there. But where the fuck is, like, Bloodwake?
Is that...
That was an original Xbox game.
Huh?
Where there are so many first party original Xbox titles that they could put in the program that aren't there, whether they're good or bad, like Azurik, but you know, they could do it. They should do it.
Well, the really bad thing about this is all these games are just going to disappear now.
Yeah.
They're just gone. And that's the real shame to me is game preservation. This is the exact problem. These games are now just fucking gone.
Yeah.
Honestly, not only from that aspect, but what really bothers me is that digging up like your download history on the Xbox 360
is such a nightmare.
It's such a fucking pain in the dick. And it's half just like
the time if you they won't download, even install, it's a mess.
And it's just like, if you downloaded something back in 2007 and you're trying to get it, well, go fuck yourself. Like, mm-hmm. That ain't happening.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. It is. And as someone who has, you know, a few hundred digital games on my 360 still, and that doesn't include everything that's backward compatible, you know, not to mention all the Rock Band DLC I've bought across Rock Band, Rock Band Network, other games, Guitar Hero games. Trying to scroll through that list and find anything is a nightmare. They need to do some kind of final system update to the 360 that has some form of better download history.
Yep.
Anyway.
Totally agree on that.
Some other news. THQ Nordic had their 2023 summer showcase. Did y'all hear about this?
I saw
the posting for it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Well, a lot of good stuff was announced. The big stuff, they started off with the big stuff. Titan Quest 2 is coming to PC, PS5, and Series X and S, quote, when the time comes.
Okay.
So when the time is right, it'll happen. But it's cool to see Titan Quest 2 happening at all. So. Gothic Remake is, quote, coming eventually to PS5, PC, and Series X and S.
Oh, huh?
The nice. Remake of Gothic, that looked pretty good. A new South Park game is on the way. South Park Snow Day is a four-player co-op game in full 3D for the Series X and S, Switch, PS5, and PC in 2024. I'm not too sold on this one.
Why not?
Because it didn't look good.
The commercials made it look like it was going to be like a battle royale just four player thing, and I'm just I don't know if that's gonna be what it's gonna end up being, but that's what the little trailer for it made it look to be, and I'm just like, no.
I just no, I don't think the animation looked good in 3D. I thought it I didn't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. South Park was not made to be in 3D at all.
Yeah. Outcast: A New Beginning was announced for PC. It is a third-person open-world action-adventure game. Is
that looks kind of cool.
Another reboot of the Outcast franchise. So, Space for Sale is an intergalactic property developer coming to PC. They have beta signups going on now.
Didn't hear about that one.
Galactic what now?
Property developer.
Okay.
Like space property sim.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
If I was into games like that, this would totally be a game I'd want because this looks really cute. I hate these kinds of games though. That hurts my soul.
Yeah. Trine 5 is right around the corner. Trine 5: A Clockwork Conspiracy is releasing August 31st. You can pre-order to save 20%. So if you want to save a few pennies and support the Trine franchise, there you go. I would love to get them back on the show. They came on for, I think, Trine 3, maybe? And they were pretty cool people. I would love to chat again and talk Trine again. I love the Trine series.
Do all the games in this follow like the same plot line, or are they all their own individual game?
I've never actually
played any of them. Okay.
My memory is so bad.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
It's probably Alzheimer's, but yes.
Yeah, probably. Who are you? Alone in the Dark got a new trailer that's coming out later this year.
I'm still excited for that because I've heard great things about the original and not so great things about literally every one of them after that, but I've never played one, so I really want to try it.
Well, hopefully it turns out good. They have Hopper in the game, so.
Okay.
From Stranger Things, David Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never watched that either.
You should. That seems like a show you would love.
Probably would.
Anyway, Last Train Home is a PC survival strategy game coming later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone's excited about that one.
Woo!
Tempest Rising is a real-time strategy game with a trial on Steam until the 28th. So if you want to check out a new RTS, there you go.
And everyone who likes RTSs is already probably playing that demo. So
yeah, probably. Recreation got a new trailer, and that still looks pretty awesome.
I don't think I've heard of that.
It's kind of, I think it's from the Three Fields developers, I hope I'm remembering that correctly. But they're the ones who did Dangerous Driving and original Burnout developers.
Okay. I know that game.
This is going to be like a mix of creation and destruction.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like destroying things.
Yeah. Way of the Hunter has new DLC in the African wilds.
I'd rather shoot myself in the face.
Well, you're in luck now. Final game they showed off was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Last Ronin. Coming
to excited.
X and S, PS5, and PC. It is going to be allegedly the first M-rated Nickelodeon game, although it's possible they do tone things down to T-rated in the end, but we'll find out.
I'm good with either. I want this so bad.
The developers are saying that they're taking inspiration from the new God of War series. So, if they can capture any of that magic, The Last Ronin could be something special.
I want it so bad. Ugh.
What was that you mumbled?
I want it so bad. So bad. Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said you came.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
What did you just say?
I said she came.
What did you just say?
Shut up. Oh my God, Joe. Okay. I mean, I will.
Shut up. Barney, piece of shit.
I love the sound effects. Game Pass. New Game Pass additions were announced. Not a lot. It was kind of a depressing lineup. Available now, we have Everspace 2, Quake 2, which came out last week, and Firewatch, which is a return.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm glad more people might, you know, give the it only, a shot while it's
the
there.
The only good game on there.
No, on no. On that list. No. No, there's good stuff on the list. It's just not a lot of stuff.
Huh.
Yeah, August 18th, we're getting Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm.
Launching direct to Game Pass. Could be good. I don't know. Jacob, you've had your eye on it, haven't you?
Yeah. What I mean, I like that? I like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre series. And I think it lends itself very well to that asymmetrical horror multiplayer thing. The format that Dead by Daylight does, the Friday the 13th game used to do, or will have used to do, Ash versus Evil Dead. I mean, Texas Chainsaw brings in plenty for this, so I think it's Leatherface's time to shine. I'm excited. Hopefully, you eventually. Hopefully,
that GameSpot gave it a 9.
Ooh, yeah, nice.
So, yeah, that's hitting Game Pass tomorrow.
I'm hoping eventually there'll be Dennis Hopper DLC, so then you can have a chainsaw fight between him and Leatherface, like at the end of the second movie.
Spoilers, jeez.
All right, that came out back in 86. If you haven't seen it by now, you're like, that's your own fault.
Yeah, you've only had 40 years.
Shut up.
August 29th. Yeah, that's right. There's nothing from the 18th until the 29th. Going good 11 days, but August 29th, we're getting Sea of Stars.
Okay, good game. Okay.
Very, that looks very nice. Excited for that one.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Reminder, it is also hitting PlayStation Plus. So if you have either of the new consoles, you're subscribed to the service, you can play Sea of Stars on launch. Get
Nifty.
It, play it, love this game, give it the attention it deserves, and then it turns out that it's like okay, and everyone makes fun of it.
They already do.
That's
It'll
right.
Be they good.
Do. It's from the people who made The Messenger. It has to be good.
Yeah,
I make fun of us, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we make fun of you, so.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
And then September 5th, Greece.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Gris, Greece.
Oh,
oh, okay. It's the word?
Yes.
Huh.
Nice.
The
That's
bird is the word.
No, oh my. Fucking trying to make a joke about Greece, you dumb fuck, and you're getting your fucking, God, the Trashmen aren't even in from a musical.
Okay,
you want to hear something funny? Never watched the movie Greece.
You haven't?
Nope. You're not missing. Honestly, Greece
is so good.
No, it's really not.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, maybe I will later on, but honestly, Grease is one of those movies, like, you had to watch it at, like, a certain age, like, because you're thinking, like, oh, they're making all these, like, dirty adult jokes and stuff like that. If you watch it when you're in your 20s or older, you're just going to be like, yeah, this is not that good. I mean, yeah, Olivia Newton-John's hot. John Travolta's pretty good looking, sings pretty well, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, leaving Game Pass, it's not all additions. We've got a bunch of games leaving. 6 games leaving. Black Desert is leaving Game Pass. So if you are into MMOs, don't start it. You're not going to complete it in time. Commandos 3 HD Remaster is leaving.
Okay.
Immortality is leaving. Which I have heard nothing but amazing stuff about that game.
It is such a good game.
That's the live action game, right?
It is.
Okay.
What game are we talking about?
Immortality.
Immortality.
Oh, not familiar.
It's such a good game. If you have time to play it before it leaves, please do.
Like, so if you're immortal, Immortality would be a good game to play?
Yes.
Because then you would have lots of time to play it.
While you're waiting for the game Immortals of Avium, you could play Immortality.
If you're already playing it.
Oh.
Immortality doesn't have to be a long completion either. You can, you know, take your time. You can get some assistance. But
I hear you shouldn't play it around kids.
You should definitely not play it around kids or stream it. The full frontal nudity, lots and lots of it. If you know, like, once you figure things out, lots of nudity.
Lots of dicks waving around all over the place.
No, not a lot of those. Mostly just hot chicks.
So I'll enjoy this. Okay.
You now have Aki's attention.
Yes.
just lovely ladies.
Nice. Cool. Aki's looking this up. No.
No comment.
Anyway, Nuclear Throne is leaving.
Okay.
I don't think I know that one.
Like a retro twin stick style game.
Ah, that's why.
Yeah. It's only like $9 on sale, so I picked it up. Surgeon Simulator 2 is leaving.
I'm gonna cry a little about that one. Yeah. I haven't had time to finish that.
That is a very hard game.
I'm aware, which is why everyone who was playing with me abandoned it and left me by myself to suffer, and I never finished it. It's fine. It's fine.
People were playing that with you? I thought that was a single player only game.
Oh no, that has online play.
Oh god. Yeah, you can chop up your bob with friends.
Huh.
In theory.
Yes.
Because you have to beat the tutorial first.
I was going to say,
I thought you meant like in theory as in like in theory you have friends.
No, it is. If you can get past the tutorial, that is facts.
I never beat the tutorial. Oh,
okay. All right.
I was supposed to play online with ID and I couldn't play it because I could not beat the tutorial. So the entire stream I'm in chat like I can't do this. I am failing so hard.
Yeah, it is a skill, a special skill to get to that point where you can rotate your wrist properly with precision. Like that was the hardest thing for me to get the hang of. Once I got that, it got a lot easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a secret technique for rotating my wrist too. Do you want to hear about it?
No.
Shut up!
And then Tinykin is leaving Game Pass.
If you guys all have time to play that, just do it this weekend. You can finish it. It is great.
Nah.
I think I beat that in 10 hours.
Isn't it very Pikmin inspired?
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
I have to give that one a shot.
It's the only Pikmin game I've ever played.
Because you don't own anything Nintendo.
Yeah, basically. And it was really fun. So if that's what Pikmin's like, I think I would really like Pikmin if I would ever bother to get a Nintendo system.
Yeah. But yeah, those are the games leaving Game Pass. There's a lot of good stuff leaving. It's a bummer of a list.
Yeah, not a lot just in general being added, let alone a lot of good.
Yeah, but let's see, some more news going around. Rumors are spreading that Persona 6 is going to be a day one launch on Xbox as well as PlayStation. So cool. Persona's debuts may no longer be PlayStation exclusive. No word on Switch, but I would imagine possibly PC in the mix as well, you would hope?
Probably, hopefully.
I don't know. Forza Motorsport is going to be launching without a few features, presumably due to the Series S. Spectator mode will be missing, racing AI in some multiplayer modes like online mixed with AI is going to be gone, and local split-screen multiplayer will not be in at launch.
I wonder why, because that stuff was in the prior games.
Because the Series S, presumably. That's look at Baldur's Gate 3. They can't get split screen working on the Series S.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Oh, well.
Makes you wonder if Microsoft is going to keep this feature parity thing going on with the Series S and Series X. This is what, year 3 of the new consoles? And we're running into issues like this with Baldur's Gate and 4s already.
I think they'll probably keep it just because effectively the Series X is like the standard console and then the Series X is like the mid-gen update usually. They just came out in the same time instead. And they've always kept the stuff the same between those two. So I don't think they're going to change that.
I think
we're just going to have to deal with it.
I don't know, but Baldur's Gate 3 is blowing up the critics' best of lists of the year so far. Sales charts, Steam charts, PlayStation pre-order charts. So it's a bummer to see that the Series S is holding that game from coming to Xbox right now.
And if anyone wants any full frontal ding-dong flapping around, you can get it there.
Yay! Speaking of mature things, a new pinball game popped up on Steam from Zen Studios called Pinball M, advertised as, quote, a new horror-inspired pinball platform for fearless players where you will prove your skills on the most sinister, gory, and badass tables ever brought to life.
I'm interested.
I am incredibly interested. I want to know more about this.
Mm-hmm.
I have reached out to Zen to see if I could get a comment, and if I hear anything, I'll update y'alls.
I await with bated breath.
I certainly like M-rated pinball. That could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That could be really interesting. And I wonder if they're going to just do like violent horror stuff, or if maybe we'll see like the Playboy table.
You've caught my attention very mildly. Just barely.
Playboy pinball. It exists.
Yeah.
It does really not take that much to get your attention.
I know. No, that's why she's on the show. It just
requires naked women. That's all.
Yeah. Well, see, I was thinking more like that, slasher flick kind of thing with the, the half naked, camp girls. I mean, fully naked camp girls and horror. I mean, mixed together. Why not?
Yeah, I agree. Yes. Let's get it mixed together. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Some release date news. Batman Arkham Trilogy is going to hit the Switch on October 13th.
Cool.
Assassin's Creed Mirage has gone gold and will launch a week early on October 5th.
I can't wait. I want it so bad.
The Crew Motorfest has also gone gold ahead of its September 14th release date.
Is it releasing early too?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
And then the last going gold game is Starfield has officially gone gold. Preload is live. It is 116 gigabytes on PC and 100 on Xbox.
Did you say gigabytes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure I wasn't.
Yeah.
And sadly, it doesn't look like we're getting this one to review because apparently review codes have already started being handed out earlier this week.
Well, I think the big names are getting codes this week. I think most people...
Sure, are you implying we're not among the big names?
I should be, at the very least.
I think if we get it, it'll be closer to launch. So, but yeah, don't expect it. keep your expectations in check. We ain't shit.
I can still hope and wish and pray. And have a lot of shit in one hand and all the rest of that in another. It's fine.
There you go. At least you know what to expect.
Yeah.
I feel like you shit in your hand pretty regularly.
Only to throw poop at you.
But when you still shit in your hand.
Just throwing shit at your neighbor. Oh, God. All right. Hi-Fi Rush has hit 3 million players.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All I've heard is good things about that game, so...
Well, it's on Game Pass. You should try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. Because it is rhythm, and I have none.
Yeah. There's accessibility options.
Oh? I haven't heard about that.
Why don't you play it and find out?
That would require me to stop playing the other games that I need to play.
I'll throw it on your backlog, I guess. But that's the news on my end. What do y'alls have?
Related to one you just mentioned earlier, Alan Wake is being delayed by 10 days, citing that they're trying to avoid other big releases like Mirage and Motorsport. So they don't want to launch during that window. They're going to go after everybody so that they can have their time.
That's cool.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. And
I want that too.
We're getting a, we have a release date for the DLC for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge.
Ooh.
It's the August 31st, and we'll be getting two new characters. Usagi Yojimbo is the most important one. I don't even remember the foot soldier's name. Kanari, something like that. I totally not familiar with that character. But, yeah.
That's later on.
Yeah.
Because I think that's like... it's like some sort of like Foot Clan crap that's led by Shredder's daughter or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's well beyond my apparent knowledge of the series.
Yeah. I only know that because my kids love the CGI movie from 2007.
Fair.
Karai.
Yes.
That's her name.
Yes. There you go.
Don't wear it out.
The DLC. Yeah, the DLC adds the new playable fighters, new survival game mode, new music, and alternative color schemes for the fighters. It's going to be a whopping $7.99.
Yep. I'm excited.
I will drop the $8 on that.
I will also drop the $8 on that.
Usagi Yojimbo, you're goddamn right I'm dropping $8 for Usagi
Yojimbo. I had a little like happy panic attack when I saw the trailer. I was just like, yeah.
Get to kick ass as a bunny. Hell yeah, let's do this shit.
Yep.
What else?
That's all I had.
Jacob. I've already done mine, so.
I apparently have no news, so.
No Sonic movie useful. Watch bullshit?
Nah, nothing, because, I mean, the strikes are still on in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, okay, there's not.
I'll give you a pass.
Yeah, I'm not really going to have any movie news for you guys.
Well, what's going on with the strike? What's the latest?
They're still striking.
Yeah, they're still striking.
Okay. That's,
nothing Hollywood's- really has happened at all yet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're still planning on just waiting them out until they can't afford to continue striking. And this is why we can't have good things.
Good stuff. All right, we go into reviews then?
Sure.
Sounds all ready for reviews?
Let's do it.
All right. First game to talk about tonight is Atlas Fallen, developed by Deck 13, published by Focus Entertainment, released August 10th on Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and PC for $59.99. Rise from the dust and liberate mankind from the oppression of a corrupted god. Glide the sands of a timeless land filled with ancient dangers, mysteries, and fragments of the past. Hunt legendary monsters using powerful shape-shifting weapons and devastating sand-powered abilities in spectacular, super-powered combat. Aki, tell us about your time with Atlas Fallen.
Okay. In this, you play as one of many unnamed. Unnamed are basically the slaves of this world, so yay! And you find a weird little gauntlet that starts talking to you. And then you start killing monsters with it. So that's cool. And basically the story revolves around you just trying to more or less put the world's god in his place. Because fuck God, let's kill him and take over, I guess. And, you know, you have to deal with the fact that, you know, there is a very clear disparity between people, because there are a bunch of nameless. And then there's also the world is separated into what you do, basically. So all the slaves are nameless. They don't get names. They usually call each other by whatever their profession is, if they have one at all. And then you have guards, which is the next higher tier. And then you have nobles, and then you have priests. And everyone above slavedom are a bunch of cocksuckers. every last one of them. They're all fucking terrible pieces of shit. And basically, all the slaves, more or less, are there to be toys for everybody and to do hard labor of mining the world of its essence, more or less, to give to their god. Which does destroy the planet, shockingly, because, you know, this is environmentalism. And yeah, so you go around killing things called wraiths, which are gigantic monsters that were put there by the world's god to kill people for some reason. And a lot of it doesn't necessarily always line up in ways that make sense. But, you know, hey, you have to have something to kill. So you kill the shit out of it. And with this gauntlet, you get some special abilities as well as some unique weapons.
Unique.
Yes, I said the word. Yep. That are basically created from the sands of the world. So you start off with the ability to create an axe out of nowhere and start cutting up people. Eventually, you get the ability to create a hook, and you get another weapon later on as well that I've never bothered to use. Really? And yeah,
I love the third weapon. It's just like fast punching.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that it doesn't give you a bunch of momentum, which is basically fair. Your magic ability in the game. You have to build that up by landing hits on the wraiths or by blocking attacks if you have a specific skill equipped. Because throughout the game, you'll also find abilities that you can equip on your gauntlet, and it's basically kind of like just slotting something into the gauntlet. It has a very finite amount of spaces to slot things in, and it has a metric fuck ton of things that can be.
I want so many more slots on my gauntlet for passives.
I know, right? So many that are so good, and it's
especially like the tier 2 passives, like the find more shit in the world and get loot off of a monster, more loot off of monsters. Like, give me more slots so I could equip. Like, let me get stupidly overpowered in this game, please.
Yeah, I would love if they did an update that just let you just continually unlock things just so you can add more and more crap onto it. Just so you could equip literally everything if you wanted to spend forever doing it. I don't care. I'd do it because I want to be that overpowered. I want to walk into a room and any enemy that looks at me just instantly dies out of fear. Like, that is why I play most of the games I play, is to be a god level like that.
Yeah. I want that to be real life.
I would like that too, as long as it doesn't kill the pizza people, because I want them to make my pizzas. But yeah, so you travel around to a few different locations. There's not a lot of locations. There's only really four technically in the game, which is sad because I really would have been happy with having this game be like three or four times the size, because it's really nice. Most of the places you visit are sandy ass cracks, though, so get prepared for that, because again, most of the world has been mined of its essence.
I think they do a good job of giving different scenery depending on where you are, whether it's like a sandy desert, or they do have forest areas that you could visit that even have wildlife that you could track. They have like ancient ruin areas. There is a lot
which
of
are
sand,
also sandy but cracked.
I was going to say there is a lot of sand, but they do. I think they do a good job of trying to mix it up and throw other biomes in there to give it some variety.
Yeah, there is a good chunk of the game though is just sandy ass.
Yeah,
that is the main crux of the game. The great thing about that though is because you can control the sand to a degree, instead of just running around like a schmuck, you ride the sand, and it is so much faster, and it's really fun. I really like just how the character just like flings themselves forward and just goes flying on it. It's so great. I love it. So that's really cool. You get the ability to double jump almost immediately. Matter of fact, no, I think it was immediately, which is nice. Sadly, you don't get like a triple jump or anything with any of the upgrades. I would like to just keep jumping and jumping and jumping, because there are some platforming sections and some of them are not exactly easy. God, what else is there to say about this game? How can I sell this game more? You get to create your own character. You can be male or female. So obviously you should probably be picking the girl character. Because if you're going to stare at someone's ass, it might as well be a woman's ass the entire game.
Agreed.
See? There we go. Else? Because all I can think of is how much fun I had, but it's hard to actually think of any specifics at this point. I have been playing this game almost nonstop.
I'm the same. I actually, this is something that I pre-ordered from the Focus store, which I didn't have the best experience with their store. This isn't a slight against the game at all. It's just against the Focus store. Their shipping prices are god awful.
Yeah, they're expensive.
It was like $28 shipping for a collector edition of the game. And it's not even like a big statue or anything. It's an 8x11 metal art print that just hangs on the wall.
And that looks beautiful, I'm sure.
Oh, it looks great. It's the artwork, the cover art. Just metallic. I tried showing it off on camera, but it was just the glare from the light. But like, if I were to ship this, it'd be like $10 tops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just kind of how that store goes, sadly. It is kind of what it is. Yeah. And you're kind of SOL because they don't really sell that elsewhere. You buy it from their shop where you don't buy it.
Yep, Focus exclusives. That's the beauty of stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah.
I love the game. I'm having a blast with it. I think I've put a good 15 hours into it so far. I'm in the third of the four map areas. The first map I spent a good 10 hours in. The second map I spent about 3 in because it's really small. And now I've been trying to explore everywhere in this. The third one's about the same as the first one. And lots to explore, lots to do, lots of side quests and side missions to do. And
yeah,
I'm having a good time with it.
The area you're currently in is like about 60% of the game.
Yeah.
It's bigger than the first area by about 2 times. It is a huge motherfucker. And there is so much to find.
Yeah.
I just got through that yesterday.
Well, the game is $59.99. What are your thoughts on?
Totally buy it.
Yeah, let me at least finish.
Really don't. Buy it or say no. Obviously, buy it. Go buy it. Go buy it. Please go buy it. It's really fun. It's really fun. You'll have fun. Just buy it. Please buy it.
Cool. Either other two have any thoughts on Atlas Fallen? Any plans to pick it up or anything?
It is on my wish list for someday in the future.
Cool. Jacob, anything?
Nah, I got nothing.
Good. That would imply Jacob has thoughts.
What?
Anyway, next game to talk about is Stray, developed by Blue 12, published by Annapurna Interactive, released August 10th on Xbox One, Series X and S, and Windows Store for $29.99. Lost, alone, and separated from family, a stray cat must untangle an ancient mystery to escape a long-forgotten city. We discussed this one briefly last week, but wanted to revisit it now that we've had more time with it. Bree, what are your thoughts on Stray?
Well, I mean, I think I mumbled a lot of things about, you know, cats are great. Cats are awesome. We love cats. This game, you get to be a cat, and there's not much better than that. I was actually right last week when I said I thought I was pretty close to the end. I was able to actually finish it later that night. And so it's a short experience. It can be a short experience. I think I wish it was a little longer.
Yeah.
But I really, really, really enjoyed my time. I've done a second playthrough now. I'm going to do a third to try and do the speed. I've got some things I need to clean up regardless. But I think I had as much fun the second time, and I found new things in the world. And that was something I touched on last week, that I would just, the world is very rich for being what it is. It was not something I think I was initially expecting, you know, just like really here for the I get to be a cat kind of moment. But there's so much more going on with the story in this neat world that they've created, you know, hundreds of years in the future where all the humans are gone. You know, you have these robots that are emulating humans, and they've created this whole culture built around the idea of the humans that created them. But, you know, they feel like there really weren't any other organic life forms left. And here comes this cat to like show them the error of their ways. Right. So, Yeah, it's. I think the other thing I would mention
with the cat is how accurate the animations are. Like when they first when they first put the little harness on the cat and it just slumps down, like drags at the. I was losing
So perfect. I did the same thing, and the second time I played it, I loved that moment so much because it's so perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't want to waste all my cat puns to get more cat games.
I know.
I guess you're not kidding around.
No. yeah, but big. Oh, one more thing I just wanted to say about the game that I thought was really cool and really kind of shows how they thought about how cats move. It really reminded me, if you've ever seen, there's like videos where people have attached a camera to a cat and like followed the video for like 24 hours to see like what cats do outdoors. So, but it's that they really, you have to think up in the game. And if you're looking for collectibles and all these things, and it's just, you have to think differently. You have to think like a cat. And I just really, really enjoyed that environmental element of the game. So, yeah.
Jacob, your thoughts on Stray?
I didn't get to play more of it.
You son of a...
putsy fuck.
Aki.
I had other games to review.
So did I, and I still managed to finish it.
Yeah, but you also, like...
I had a fucking RPG, even.
yeah, but, like...
Anyway, Aki, your thoughts on Stray?
I thought it was great, and I'm right there with you. The animations are fantastic. And yeah, I only have one achievement left. I assume just like Bree, the beat the game in under 2 hour achievement, which I figure I will attempt at some point.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with that first don't get hit run. So yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, I just kept restarting that until I caught it.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do that on like stream.
20 something tries.
Yeah, if I did that on stream, I was going to actually like have a rage moment and that people have been waiting for, and I was just not prepared for that. I was just
there was plenty of expletives that I was using when
I
was doing that.
How do you get through that without getting like there's so many of the little fuckers and they just jump at you so fast. How do you avoid them?
Zigzag like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it really like I got pretty far and it's very zigzaggy and like I had to run through stuff instead of avoiding stuff. It actually benefited me to run through some of the like little random objects on the side, but I still just could not pull it off like by the end. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, in the first area you want to head to one side and then move to the other side and you just want to keep doing that to avoid the big groups. And once you get into where you're going through the stairwell, you want to hit the middle and then zip from one side and then immediately to the other anytime things show up to try and make sure they don't jump on you. Mm-hmm. After you're through those first stairways, everything else should be pretty much a cakewalk. But yeah, there's a lot of fucking zigzagging and I kept getting hit in that fucking stairwell and it pissed me off so much because it was the same fucking area every time. It's like,
yeah, I might have to pull out a special controller to work on that one. I have a special controller just for Dark Souls games. Yeah, it is. It's my Dark Souls controller. It was bought specifically for that purpose, and yeah, I may need to pull that one out.
Does it have extra padding for when you throw it or something?
No, it's just got a little bit tighter stick on it that I like save so that it doesn't get too loose. And
okay.
Well, cool. So Coltrane, what do you think of Stray? All right,
nice.
So it's $30. Verdict.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I still think it's
shut up, Jacob.
Worth it.
Yeah, your opinion doesn't matter because you didn't finish it. Sorry.
Anyway, keeping the cat love alive with A Castle Full of Cats, developed by Dev Cats, published by Silesia Games, released August 16th on Xbox One and Series X and S for $3.99. Castle Full of Cats is a hidden object game with a bit of Metroidvania structure. It features alternate paths, keys to be found, mysterious NPCs, and more. Bofino hasn't been himself, and since he found himself cursed by an evil force, he had transformed every cat in the castle into a dark yet cute creature. Now only Lily the Calico Cat can save her soulmate, and release the castle from the evil spell. Bree, tell us about your time in a castle full of cats.
Let me find my notes. It's a really long list of notes I have. Let's see. Buy the game. Just buy the game. No, okay. I have more than
Aki,
that.
But your seriously. Thoughts on a castle full of cats.
I buy have the game. More notes. I'm wait, positive.
Wait, no. Curses. That I didn't you enjoy say, I this didn't game. Say a bad thing.
Oh my gosh.
We gotta keep this cleaner. So
we are keeping this clean. All right. So I mean, the description kind of gives away a lot of what it is. It's a hidden object game at its core. You get to look around the castle, you find these cursed cats. So they're hiding in little nooks and crannies and places, you know, you got to find in the image of the castle and the varying rooms of the castle. And it's a huge castle, lots of different areas to explore. So it's got that whole, you know, spooky vibe going on. Very good, like Halloween-y kind of stuff. You have like a laboratory and you have some dungeons and, you know, like you've got a kitchen and secret passages, just all sorts of fun things to explore. And you've got to find these cute little like mummy cats and bat cats. And when you click on them, they turn, you release the curse. You have discovered them and you are saving them from the curse that the humans have brought upon them. And you've got to find all these cool hidden things. And I got to say, I have actually been raving about this game since January when I first played it on Steam. And it's still in my top probably 10 of the year just because this is the game that brought the phrase joy of discovery to my lips. And I have been using it ever since when I find games like this. It's just absolutely a delightful 2 hours of your life, maybe give or take, depending on how quick you find things. There's a little surprise at the end. There's a boss fight. I'm not going to say any more than that.
It took me so long to beat that.
But it's a little bit more than what you would expect out of a hidden object game. It's just got a lot of fun stuff. You've got the Meowtroidvania spin to it, where you kind of can go back and forth and unlock these different areas as you go along. You've got these different cats to talk to, so there's a little bit of a story in there. And I think that my biggest thing I wanna push besides the game itself is that the dev team, their website is hilarious, by the way. I love it. It's so cute because the dev team is the cats. It's 6 rescued cats, and we assume some human counterparts that are unnamed, but they actually name
only
themselves
6?
As. I know. They name themselves as the 6 rescued cats that are the main characters, like Fofinho and Lily. Are some. They have an intern named Leo, and he's a cute little orange kitten. But they
side note
do
that
a
has
lot.
Nothing to do with the game. The subreddit One Orange Brain Cell might be my favorite thing in the world.
All right,
it's just pictures of orange cats doing stupid things.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
but yeah. So the company themselves does good things for cat shelters. They're doing in their games. They try to raise awareness about cat rescue. One of their other games, I know they put in some tips when you get to certain points in the game on how to, if you adopt a cat, how to introduce them safely to the cats that are already in your home. They recently helped organize a sale on Steam to do some charity stuff for cat charities. So it's like an inexpensive game. It's an absolute delight, and it would be a shame if you love cats, you want to do a good thing. For yourself and for cats, like, please, please go buy this game and all their other games.
Well, Aki, your thoughts?
This game took me like 5 hours to beat because I suck at this. And it was fun, though. I do enjoy it.
It took me about 2.
Of course it did. This is just daily life for you, you fucker. This is not for me. I don't have 50
the funny thing
cats
is, Bree, I'm going
farm.
To assume that you did it faster than me because watching you do some of those stages on stream, wow, yeah. You are fast.
Well, admittedly, I've already played it before, but I am visually, like, I have a crazy ability to just spot patterns in things and spot disruptions in patterns and things. So yeah, I was pretty fast.
Nice. Very nice. Aki, any other thoughts?
It's good. Go play it.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to talk about the price on Steam. It's $2.99 on console. It's $3.99. Obviously, it's a case of corporate greed from the fat cats. Ha 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 ha! At the studio, get it? Ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
No, this game is so cheap. It is. Yeah. There is so much game here, and it is $4. It's cheaper than a meal at McDonald's.
Even knowing that you can complete it in 2 hours, I would easily pay $10 for it. And again, I'm excited because I know that this company does good things for cats, whether it's just raising, you know, awareness and education. I would gladly pay them more. But $4 is great. Do it.
Yes, I have already gifted this to a few people and I will gift it to a few more.
Mm-hmm.
It is good stuff and it is worth sharing with everyone you know. It's fun and it's cute. Bree, that's it for you.
That is.
What are you up to next?
I am going to go shoot some things and be surprised when barrels explode on me in a game where barrels are exploding all the time.
Nice.
That's a thing I'm just going to never live down, so I'll live up to it. The first time I played a Far Cry game, I was 5 minutes in, and I accidentally shot something and a barrel exploded. I'm like, what? How? And they're like, you're in an FPS, like there's exploding barrels. And I'm like, but I didn't know. They're like, you're in an FPS game, there's exploding barrels. And I'm like, but so yeah, I'm gonna go be surprised when I get hit by an exploding barrel.
Hey, sounds good. Well, we will see you next week.
Alrighty, Roo. Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Bye. See ya.
All right, next game, Hidden Shapes, Cat Realm, and Trick or Cats, because we got to keep the cat theme alive. Developed by Yaw Studios, published by Cubite Interactive, released August 17th on Xbox One, Series X, and S, Switch, PS4, PS5 for $4.99. Hidden Shapes, Cat Realm, and Trick or Cats offers you two enchanting and calming minimalist puzzle games that will captivate your senses as you embark on a journey of shape transformation, leading to breathtaking artistic revelations. Jacob, what is going on in Hidden Shapes, Cat Realm, and Trick or Cats?
Well, I guess these games will captivate you.
That was perfect.
Nice. Anyway, so I've played the previous Hidden Shapes game, so I'm used to their formula at this point. And essentially what it is that you're getting two puzzle games. And then this one, both of them involve cats. One of them is kind of like a Halloween-ish kind of thing going on. And then the other one is like a fantasy story. Now, saying that like you're going to get like so much out of the artistry of these cat pictures, that's a little bit of overselling it. You know,
I mean, they're basic line drawings meant to resemble constellations. Yeah. So you can't expect
constellations. Like, they look more like coloring book pictures to me.
I figure with them up in the stars, no?
No, I don't think so.
Joe, you're probably right. He's probably just stupid.
Aki, shut up.
Anyway, a lot of puzzles in this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of puzzles, but of course, remember that, you know, eventually you're going to be redoing the same puzzle thing over, just with more pieces.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to get it on varying degrees of difficulty. And thankfully, you know, now that I've played these games three times, I'm aware of, like, you know, if something's not right, I mean, first off, you can always do the handy hint thing, which will tell you which ones are out of order, but also always look for like the little dot piece that is like the little thing that I'll be missing from a line. Ugh, I remember how much those used to piss me off in the first game, which thankfully, now that I know, you know, what I'm looking for, I was just like, haha, you can't fool me, game. So yeah. So, I mean, it's simple, it's fun, it's relaxing. Like, I like them. And I'm glad that, like, you know, these have been doing well enough that they're releasing more and more. So I like
and
it.
And just what, like how much? A Castle Full of Cats, it's not an expensive game. This one's only $4.99. Like, yeah, it's a $5 game. What are your thoughts on it at that price?
get, I mean, if you're looking for a chill game, you know, totally get it. It's $5. Like, if you're looking for like some masterpiece or like a first person shooter game, you might want to look elsewhere. But, you know, I really dug it. It's a nice chill way to end the evening. I'd recommend it.
Cool. Next up, Creepy Tale: Ingrid Penance, developed by Creepy Brothers, published by Sometimes You, released August 16th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5 for $9.99. Macabre interactive adventure filled with bizarre events and puzzles. The story revolves around a capricious, spoiled girl named Ingrid. She steps on a loaf of bread to avoid getting her shoes dirty and tumbles all the way down to hell. Aki, that sounds like your life.
Basically.
How's yeah. about it?
Well, there's one distinction between this and my life. I wouldn't call her capricious. I would just call her a bitch. this little girl is just the worst. Just the worst. Like, the very opening, your mom's like, here, bring this to your grandma and just hang out with her for a bit. She's old and alone. Just hang out with her. And you're like, fine, whatever. There better be pancakes when I get back. Now, give me the bread. Come on, hurry up. Let's go. And you remember how it's mentioned that you step on some bread and then end up in hell? Yeah, you come across a puddle of mud and you don't want to get your clothes dirty. So the loaf of bread that you are given to give to your grandmother, you throw it into the mud to walk over.
I just want to point this out, that if I had a loaf of bread, I too would throw it at the band Puddle of Mud to shut them up.
Fair enough. So you immediately, you end up in a witch's cauldron because, you know, you're a shitbag. And,
I had a good reference and no one laughed at it. I had joy.
Yeah, because nobody listens to Puddle of Mud.
Can you take it all away?
Well, I don't particularly dislike the band, so, you know. And I only know I don't dislike them because of that right there. And I was like, oh, I know that song. I like that song. Then again, maybe I'm not the best judge of that because I like Nickelback too, so, you know, whatever.
Oh, man. You.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I will say this. Huh. I mean, it's easy fine. To it's easy to trash Nickelback. They're really not that terrible, but yeah, they're also are. Really not that, they're really not okay. that good either. Yeah, yeah they're just an great. Average they're rock okay. band.
Yeah.
That bad. Just happened to get lucky at the right time.
Extremely lucky. But yeah, so throughout this, basically this turns into a point and click game where you're trying to escape. Except for obviously you don't have to click, you just move your character around and you click A instead of using a mouse. So it's great. And there are occasionally choices you get to make where you can be a nice person or you can be you and be just the biggest bitch that ever walked the earth. You can guess which option I chose because you have to keep the character in character. I'm just saying.
I mean, when life imitates art. You know.
Exactly. So yeah, and the whole thing is you're now playing a game as the girl because a little demon imp thing, I don't know what the fuck he's supposed to be, decided, hey, we'll play a game, and if you win, you get to leave. If you lose, then, well, here's a statue. This person played the game and they lost, so have fun. So you're playing a game, and the game is just be yourself. So I'm just being myself. I'm being a fucking asshole. You can be so pure fucking evil that you can kill things in this game. Not many things, but you can kill things. It's pretty amusing to me personally because this girl's just, she has such a fucking attitude. No matter what you do, she has such an attitude and it's so great. Because she's constantly kind of being put in her place in every level, but you can keep playing her as just the biggest bitch, and it's like she starts almost every level crying because her dress has gotten dirty. And it's just like, yes, Yes, cry those tears. It brings me great joy because you're a brat. So, yeah, you are going to get your money's worth out of this game because you are expected to play through it 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Incomplete. Yeah, there's basically 3 different endings. One where you're the goody two shoes, one where you're the biggest bitch on the planet, and one where you're a mix of both. And so it has an ending for each one. You're expected to get each ending for an achievement. And yeah, otherwise it's
something else that you got to do 3 times. If you're on the Xbox platform is buy it, which I know people love stacks, but this has like an Xbox One version, a Series X and S version, and a Windows 10 version. Come on. Can we just get smart delivery, please? East Asia Soft is at least giving you both of them when you buy it as a bundle. I would love to see sometimes you do that, but you know.
I would prefer if everything was just smart delivery. There is no reason to have it not smart delivery. They just want more money, and I understand that concept.
Well, people want more achievements, which I think that's the real thing. It's not that everybody wants more money. Well, everyone does want more money. I
was about to
money.
Say, do you really think a corporation's like, oh yes, we are doing this because the players want more achievements and not because we can make more money? Really,
well, this is, sometimes you isn't a corporation. It's like a dude.
Yeah, and who has to pay bills and feed himself?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not a corporation. But
it's a corporation of one.
But anyway, it's a $10 game. Is it worth picking up 1 time, 2 times, 3 times? What are your thoughts?
I mean, if you're an achievement whore who buys games to stack them, go ahead and get it all 3 times. It's not a particularly hard or long game. You're probably going to get around an hour per dollar that you've spent. So, you know, it's definitely worth the money, whether you buy it once or 3 times. I personally wouldn't get it more than once, but I don't care just to get easy, fast achievements.
Is it an easy completion?
Yeah, yeah, for the most part. Yeah, it's just time consuming because you have to play through it 3 times.
Yeah.
Because there's an achievement for playing through the whole game without dying once. Not very hard to do once you know the ways of dying, and there's achievements for dying a bunch of the different ways. So play your first playthrough and die a lot to everything to get achievements. Because like, it's not like, oh, die once and here's an achievement. No, it's like, here, die here like 5+ times because you're stupid. Because that's realistically what it generally is. It's like one of the first ones you go to is basically over lava that turns you to stone, which doesn't make sense, but I don't care. And you have to, and it's just a very simple puzzle that you can probably figure out in like 2 or 3 deaths, but they're like, yeah, die over 5 times. And it's like, you just have to be really dumb to get those achievements naturally. So, but once you've died, the puzzle doesn't change. So you eventually figure it out and you can easily pass it without dying the second time. So not particularly hard game to beat. Beat the game in under this many hours. Thank God. So yeah, go have fun. I thought it was pretty good. And I really liked putting the brat in her place. It just made me happy.
Cool. All right. We got one final game to talk about tonight called Bright Lights of Svetlov, developed by Vladimir Kolokyan, published by Sometimes You, released August 11th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, and PS4 for $9.99. Mid-1980s, a small industrial town somewhere in the Soviet Union, panel houses, ordinary repetitive jobs, boring household activities. Take a look at the life of the most ordinary family and become a witness to the difficulties it will face. Jacob, what is going on in the Bright Lights of Svetlov?
So this game is a really unexpected roller coaster. And if anything, I'm going to be talking more about the gameplay than the plot itself, because if I talk about the plot, then I give away a bunch of stuff, which certainly caught me off guard. And our game starts off, you play as a couple of different characters throughout. The game will tell you who you're playing as during a specific scene. And you start off and it's just like you're getting used to the apartment building. And eventually, the apartment that your guy is renting, which you're recently moving in, and you know you're going to prepare it and make it all nice and everything. And yeah, you're doing a lot of mundane tasks, like you're watering flowers, you are cleaning up a spill, you're putting borscht on the stovetop, all this kind of stuff. And then some kind of like trippy stuff starts happening. And when I was playing it, I was like, oh, it's one of those indie games. Like, because initially, as I'm playing it, everything's really difficult to see. Like, this is clearly made for PC. And like, I'm having a hard time, like, trying to figure out like what the heck I'm supposed to be doing, because some of it seems like it could be like, oh, well, this part of the level wasn't particularly well made and the graphics are clipping. Or is it like, you know, the game designer's intention? That's left up to you at the end of all this. But it was stuff like wandering through the hallways, and like almost all the time, like I was in the general, like right path of what I was supposed to be doing. But it was like, I couldn't see a key that was on like the concrete floor. Or any of this kind of stuff. So like there's little annoying things. And early on, like I told Joe, I was just like, this game's complete crap, blah, 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 blah. And then when everything starts getting weird, I was like, oh, okay. Like I'm more cool with what I'm dealing with. And yeah, it's just, it's a really interesting, like, it's one of those things where it's just like, it's one of those kind of games where you question whether or not what you're watching is like, or playing is a game. And it's a weird narrative to it, which at the end of it, you find out like what it's really about. And that caught me off guard as well. But yeah, it's a really interesting game. There are some issues with it. Like, it doesn't tell you when it's going to save or where it's going to save. And eventually, like, you will be able to, like, start replaying through certain scenes. So, like, thankfully, you don't have to backtrack that much. But initially, when I was, like, searching all over the damn place for, like, what the heck I was supposed to do next, I popped out of the game and then hopped back in and discovered that all my progress was gone. And it was just like,
oh no.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, like the thing is that honestly, like if you have a game, like once you've played through the game, like on the first round, like it really only takes like 45 minutes to an hour to beat this game. But I did have to fire up a YouTube guide to help me like figure out what the heck I was supposed to be doing next. Because occasionally, sometimes it's really not that obvious, especially when everything blends in with each other. But yeah, like it, you know, aside from that, and like there's no settings for you to mess with. I was a little bit puzzled with that, but again, the game is technically short, so it's not that bad, but you know, still a little puzzling in 2023, you know?
Yeah.
So this one, I found it to be really interesting because initially I was just like, oh, Joe, I'm going to be giving this thing a bad review. And now I'm just like, yeah, you should go play this. Like it's a really like, once it gets going, you're like, oh damn. Okay. So,
cool. Well,
so yeah, I like
$10, your official verdict.
10 is a little steep. Like I'd be more okay with like 7 or 8, but honestly, like I still think you should, like I'd still recommend firing this up. So I really do think you should go check it out.
Cool. Sounds good. All right. Well, that is it. We made it through. We're done. Woo!
Nice.
Yay.
Done.
I thought you just said
done.
We know
we're done.
I think we broke him.
I've been broken a long time ago. Next week is 900.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. Are we going to do anything special for it?
Probably not.
Drink.
Oh.
Yeah, get drunk. Get high for the episode, Jacob.
Okay. Is it going to be a Thursday or is it going to be a Tuesday?
It's Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to buy some new booze.
There you go. Get drunk. Have a good time. Next week is it's 900. We're there. We're at 900. We're going to have a new theme song from our friend Ro Panuganti. And then, Tuesday is going to be Party Cast and Thursday's 900. So
nice.
Yeah. All right. Anyone have any final words to end this thing?
Just a couple years until we reach 1,000. I'm sorry.
Would it be?
Next year sometime. Possibly early 25.
Yeah.
We do two shows a week. I, for some reason, in my head, one show a week. Because those.
And you've been on both of them lately, so you have no excuse.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
What the fuck were you thinking? Jesus.
I don't know, but it's going to be a Thursday unless we fuck up somewhere.
Yeah. Well, music this episode. Let's just play something from Ro Panuganti to celebrate the fact that he's doing our new theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Ro.
Yeah. Final words.
Banana.
Pants happy.
What?
Pants happy. There's a hyphen in there.
Leaving banana.
What? What the hell? What? Why not pants happy?